When you dial 911...
911, what's your emergency?
It's not usually quite as dramatic as the show 911 depicts with a, you know, a cruise ship in peril, but you want it to work for your particular emergency, right? And that's why it is so scary when you hear about the situation yesterday that ABC's Pierre Thomas describes here.
Police forces across four states reporting that their 911 phone lines were down.
Yeah, 911 service interruptions occurred across most of South Dakota, as well as in parts of Texas, Nebraska, and Nevada, including Las Vegas and Henderson, but we don't have many details about what caused the outages. However, something that came down from the federal government last week might be a clue. So overnight, Sioux Falls and Rapid City, South Dakota, reported their 911 services started working again. They announced this on their Facebook pages. The Rapid City Police Department urged residents to utilize 911 services only if an emergency situation exists. The city of Sioux Falls said residents could again call or text 911 in cases of emergencies. In Texas, the city of Del Rio, the PD there said it was aware of an outage with a major cellular carrier, in their words, affecting residents' ability to reach 911. And then to our west here, the Las Vegas Metro Police Department earlier reported the same outage issue and said there was no timeline for resolving the matter. But about 2 hours later, said that 911 service had been restored without detailing the reasons for that outage and how the restoration came about. They said on Facebook, dial 911 on a mobile device and we will be able to see your number and we'll call you back right away. 911 calls from landlines are not working at the moment. There is no estimate for service restoration. And during the outage, the department said residents could text 911 instead. Urge people to keep the 911 system available for life-threatening emergencies. So, what caused all this? Not sure, but ABC Chief Investigative Reporter Josh Margolin tells us there were alerts in the lead-up to this warning about cyber attacks.
And just in the last number of days, we have seen intelligence alerts from the Department of Homeland Security talking about the risks to 911 and emergency services systems from cyber attacks. The Department of Homeland Security has been saying they're concerned about extremists looking to damage fiber optic cable systems, physical attacks.
Ah, physical attacks, not necessarily a cyber attack, but once again, the chief investigative reporter for ABC, Josh Margolin, explains why emergency systems are so exposed.
Your cell phone could be registered to you, say, in Los Angeles, but you're traveling in South Dakota. The emergency is where you are physically, not where your cell phone is registered. The systems have had to get much more sophisticated, and they rely on high-tech computer technology. Anything that any system that relies on computer technology winds up becoming vulnerable.
Wow. That is especially scary, you know, if you've got somebody elderly living with you or, you know, you maybe don't live in the best neighborhood, right? And you're like, you want to be able to use 911 and you want 911 to work when you use it. I could totally see, though, how the Russians or the Chinese would choose to do this to us, because that would cause a lot of chaos. I mean, if these systems stay down for a long time, I'm not saying they would use that to then attack us, because I don't think Russia or China is crazy enough to attack us, actually, but that would be good enough to throw us into some chaos. It's just, yeah, it's kind of a scary situation. We'll continue to see what's going on with the investigation into why 911 went out in Vegas and Henderson, Nevada, and almost all of South Dakota and parts of Nebraska and Texas as well. More on that coming up here on Arizona's Morning News.